Corona, the critical moment. In the life of every one of us, there are some critical moments in which he looks back to what has passed and sees things clearly without the distractions of a busy daily life. At these moments, we can see things quite clear, and we face the unavoidable question, then what? Many people indulge in pleasures, work, or even drugs just to avoid that question. They accumulate wealth and look for fame. They travel and make a lot of friends. They might get sick, or the whole world faces a pandemic. But the question remains, since we will all end to nothing, what is the point of anything? There is no human on earth that has not looked into religions, philosophy, or a belief, even if that belief is actually atheism, to be able to answer that question, even if the answer is actually nothing. If this pandemic, after which the world will never be the same, does not make you look for a convincing answer for that question, when will you? Before I give you the answer, let me tell you something about the current conditions. 1,400 years ago, a man named Muhammad, peace be upon him, gave humanity advice, some about cleanliness and purity. His followers still apply them, and whether you have the intention to be one of them or not, there is no doubt that applying this advice will be very valuable for your life. 1. He advised us to wash our hands several times a day, making sure to clean between fingers. 2. He advised us to cover our faces and mouths when we sneeze. 3. He forbids us from eating and drinking bad and impure things, such as animals that eat dirty things. 4. He forbids us from leaving the pots and vessels uncovered. 5. He forbids us from breathing into drinking bottles. 6. He forbids us from drinking from the bottle right away. 7. He forbids alcohol and drugs. 8. He forbids fornication, homosexuality, and any unlawful relationship. 9. He enjoins us to have a quarantine when epidemics outbreak. 10. He enjoins that no healthy person should enter a room where there is a sick person with a contagious disease. Whether you believe in Prophet Muhammad or not, there is no doubt that such words of advice are necessary at the time of the epidemic. If the coronavirus started from eating bats and mice, applying the third advice was enough to ban the epidemic from happening in the first place. Now, you can choose between using the time in quarantine to watch 10 TV series, then go back to your daily schedule without any change. Or, use the time to think of an answer. You are here for one reason, to worship Allah, which would save you from eternal torment and grant you eternal paradise. You should construct the universe according to the Lord's laws and commands. The problem is not the answer. It is actually your nature. The hardest mission is to remove any materialistic impurities and let the light enter your heart. This way, you will regain your pure nature. To be honest, everybody wants to postpone this unknown as much as possible. But the afterlife is not unknown for Muslims. Its stages are actually known for them. It starts when the soul leaves the body and ends with eternity in paradise, or in hell. The Muslim seeks the first and works on avoiding the second, along with having trust in Almighty Allah. Make this moment a decisive one. Do not make your goal to get out of the quarantine to die the same person after a while. Make your goal to get out of the quarantine knowing the truth of life.
أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون.